Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
50 years ago, David Tran stashed 100 ounces of gold in condensed milk cans to escape the authorities. Since the chase, David turned that gold into a nine-figure business with no sales team, no trademark, and $0 in ad spend. It's a product you've used, a business you've heard of, but a story you haven't. The outrageous origin of David Tran and Sriracha is one that highlights the importance of a visual identity for your brand, the impact of word of mouth, and the role psychology plays in both. Here's the story.
This episode is sponsored by Wistia. Wistia is the all-in-one video platform for business. With Wistia, you can create, host, and publish professional quality videos with nothing but a laptop. Try Wistia for free at wistia.com/millennials.
Living with his wife, son, and daughter in South Vietnam, there was tons of communist pressure which put the family in a dire situation. To defend his family and homeland, David served in the South Vietnamese Army, but they were defeated in 1975 and communist forces overtook the city. Left scrambling with his wife and two kids, David rushed to send his family on a charter to Hong Kong. While his wife and kids were able to flee, David had to wait and hope to catch another freighter. Poor, separated from his family, communist forces on his heels, the outlook was incredibly bleak. But a ship by the name Hoi Phong had room for David. Successfully landing in Hong Kong weeks later, David was reunited with family and a new passion to pursue. After serving in the army, he picked up an interest in farming. Using his brother's land, David grew chili peppers and even made his own sauce with them. However, the family's time was short in Hong Kong and they were forced to flee to the United States, where they arrived in Boston. With nothing but 100 ounces of gold stored in condensed milk cans, I can't even make that up, David Tran and his family felt incredibly out of place in Boston. Cold climate, minimal Vietnamese influence, and thousands of miles away from their homeland. David Tran looked into making his own hot sauce to sell on the streets in Boston to support his family, but the climate wasn't fit for peppers, and you need peppers to make hot sauce. The problem was clear. No community, no money, and no opportunity, but the solution wasn't so clear. Tran had heard rumblings of a large Vietnamese presence in California, but his family was already on thin ice from moving halfway across the world to the United States, so another move seemed like an impossible task. But Tran's brother-in-law, who fled to California, would call frequently, telling stories about the heavy influence of Vietnamese culture, the number of vendors and markets who sold peppers, and a local pepper farm that was hiring. It was all or nothing. The job on the pepper farm was David's last shot. So he picked the family up and moved them across the United States and into Los Angeles. This was a last-ditch chance for the family to escape poverty. Working long hours at his new job on the pepper farm just outside of LA, but still not being able to make ends meet, David was forced to pick up a side hustle. Taking the recipe he used to make hot sauce years back, David began making his own hot sauce again. The only problem was there were no chili peppers grown in California, so he had to use jalapenos. Working with what he had, David would bottle the hot sauce in recycled baby jars and slap a rooster on the side, you know, to differentiate his hot sauce. Plus, David was born in 1945, the year of the rooster. David named this product Sriracha, after a small village in Thailand, but this made him unable to trademark the name. So instead, he trademarked the rooster and green cap he used on his bottles. Selling the hot sauce on the weekends out of his old school blue Chevy van, David would go door to door of Vietnamese restaurants and grocery stores selling the sauce. He knew his target audience and met them directly where they were, with one product and one offer. Over the course of the next few years, David Tran continued his grassroots approach, getting his product directly into the hands of his target audience by selling the product to Vietnamese restaurants and grocery stores. The business steadily grew and was formally incorporated under the name Hoi Phong Foods, named after that iconic ship that saved David's life. Hoi Phong Foods' Sriracha success inspired many copycats, with Heinz and Tabasco producing their own Sriracha sauce. But when asked about the competition using Sriracha in their name, David Tran said he doesn't care. He calls them free advertising, which is an absolutely baller mindset. That's one of the major benefits David saw from being the first mover in the industry. He was a trailblazer, he made the first impression, and his brand had become the point of reference for the industry. It's on the same level of brand loyalty that giants like Apple and Coke experience. But just as the business seemed primed for extreme growth, Hoi Fong faced two massive hurdles and David Tran's family's future was in the balance.
Hey, marketing bestie. Wistia is every marketer's best kept secret when it comes to video. Pop Wistia's email collector forms on your videos to generate leads. Send viewing data to your marketing automation platform to nurture and convert your prospects. Even engage your audience with in-video CTAs that drive viewers further down your funnel. Seriously, besties, give Wistia a try. Start a free trial at wistia.com/millennials1. That's wistia.com/millennials1.
A competitor in Thailand bought the original sriracha recipe that David used when he was back in Vietnam and named themselves Sriracha Panich. Similar name, identical recipe, this was a massive threat to David's sriracha business. On top of that, there was a lawsuit coming from Hoi Fong's exclusive jalapeno provider, which was way more dire than it sounds. I'll explain. The jalapeno ripening window is incredibly short, and Hoi Fong makes an entire year's supply of their sriracha in only 10 weeks. So their exclusive jalapeno provider withholding services and suing Hoi Fong risked the entire business. Despite both problems, sales continued to skyrocket, hitting $150 million in revenue in 2022. David was able to come to an agreement with his jalapeno provider and moving forward signed three jalapeno providers to diversify his risk. And David's brand was strong enough to withstand a near identical product on the market. There were minimal differences between David's product and that of the product in Thailand, which shows the power of a brand. Just like the age-old Coke versus Pepsi blind taste test, I know for a fact that you have your preference between the two brands, but if you had to blind taste test them, you'd be unable to tell the difference between the products. The only thing that makes you buy one over the other is the brand. That's why marketing works. The rooster on the side of the bottle, the green cap symbolizing freshness, and the focus on quality ingredients is what separates Hoi Fong Foods in the minds of the consumer. Over the last 10 years, David Tran has been approached multiple times for deals well into the 10-figure range. That's billions. And to each, he declined. His American dream was never to become a billionaire. He started this business because he likes fresh and spicy chili sauce. David's kids now play a massive role in the business with his daughter as the vice president, but it's his anti-marketing strategies that need to be studied. David Tran has been quoted saying how he could use less expensive ingredients or he could promote sriracha to make more money, but his goal is always to try to make a rich man's hot sauce at a poor man's price. And he's focused on continuing to make a good quality product, like making the hot sauce spicier, and not thinking about maximizing profits. He caps retailer selling price at $10. It's this level of honesty that consumers appreciate. He's in it for the love of the product, not the profits, which is incredibly rare. And the compound growth of sriracha can without a doubt be attributed to word-of-mouth marketing. David Tran went door-to-door of Vietnamese restaurants and gave them a product he knew they couldn't refuse. With one product, one offer, and one target audience, sriracha's small beginnings weren't small for long. Word-of-mouth is one of the hardest forms of marketing to initiate, but once you can, it is the most effective. And to prove that, a Nielsen study discovered 92% of consumers trust recommendations from friends and family, so word-of-mouth, over all forms of advertising. Without word of mouth, sriracha would still just be a tiny village in Thailand, not a nine-figure brand. There's one last piece of the puzzle that I went on a tangent about, and that's the psychology behind why some humans love spicy foods. Outside of taste, spicy foods can test your limits. I personally see it as the dining equivalent of bungee jumping. I don't like spicy food at all. But humans enjoy the bragging rights that come with conquering a spicy dish. And the typically exotic meal that comes with that spicy dish can enhance one's image as a worldly and open-minded individual. This parlays perfectly into Sriracha's empire that relied heavily on word of mouth to introduce their product to new hands.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.